You know what? I am born ready.
Do you know what?
What?
I'm upset.
You're always upset.
Guys, it's because Josh bullies me right before we go on air. And I'm just like left sitting here thinking about what he says. And that's why I always seem like I'm upset with him.
No, Marnie, I would never bully you. And you need to understand that sometimes a light poke is fine. Nothing wrong with a quick joust before the podcast.
Josh told me that I'm a lot to deal with. That's mean.
I was joking.
That's so mean.
I was joking, Marnie. You're almost not enough to deal with.
Oh.
I don't know if that's better.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's talk about it after because we've got a podcast to do.
Yes.
Right now.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody. We're doing something super exciting. And you know why we're doing something exciting, Marnie? Because there's nothing to talk about. Nothing is happening. All we know is, do you want to talk about Hugh Greenwood's ankle?
Oh my God, this morning, that was like, so we're recording on Monday and this morning at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I get out of a meeting at work, And I just see on Twitter from Peter Ryan at the Age that Hugh Greenwood's like limping from the ground. He's like clutching his ankle. And I just thought then and there that my whole world had ended.
Nothing meant anything anymore.
No, literally I just couldn't think about anything else after I read that.
That is true.
And I kept refreshing Twitter every like 15 seconds waiting for an update. Anyway, he's fine.
Okay.
It's just a rolled ankle, thank goodness.
That's fine.
But honestly, if you heard a loud thud from like inner Melbourne suburbs today, it was my heartbreaking.
Wow. Okay. It was too much. It was too much. I went way too far. Okay, so that's basically the biggest bit of news the North Melbourne world covered. Other than that,
I'm fine.
Always Barney's fine. That's the second biggest piece of news in North Melbourne land. I'd say next is probably apparently Darcy Tucker's really good at football. That's fun.
Well, one of us had them in their 23 last week. And it wasn't you.
Well, everyone voted that I had the best 23. So
Darcy Tucker, BNF.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Watch it. Watch out for it.
The Tucker Watch.
But I would argue that those two things aside, the biggest piece of news coming out of North Melbourne land this week is that we sold out of tickets for the live show.
Yes, that is the biggest. Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Hugh Greenwood? It's not about you, mate. It's about us. We sold out the Further North Live podcast, which is incredibly exciting.
Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who bought tickets. We are so excited. And, yeah, without, you know, you guys, this wouldn't be possible. So we are, overjoyed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. No, it's fantastic. So we're incredibly excited to be there. A little bit of planning on our end. We've just got some photos to play a game with you guys live.
Don't give away everything.
Well, no, I'm teasing it, Marnie, because then now they're like, what game? They can't get tickets anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's sold out. Everyone knew a good thing when they saw it and jumped on board.
Yeah, we're like the hot young thing. At school, you know, new girls come from a different school.
Well, that's the first time I've ever been a hot young thing at school. So,
wow. is there more trauma to dig up?
No, after the show,
Wow. Well, this has gone off in a weird tangent. Basically, what we're going to do today is we're going to relive the 2014 finals series because it's now 10 years, which I'm not sure if that makes me happy
or sad.
That's
a good or a bad thing, yeah.
Since that finals run, the notorious finals run. And because Hugh Greenwood couldn't roll more ankles and we couldn't have more news, this is what we've thought to do to fill you guys in and basically give you guys something to listen to for the next week until we do some other fun stuff, which will probably be a lot better than this. But hey, who knows?
I think this is fun. I think for a lot of North supporters our age, you know, we are probably just a little bit too young to remember the 90s. I think I was 5 when North won the flag in 99. I think. Yes. I was five.
Yep.
Which I didn't really start getting into the footy until probably about 2003, 2004. It's probably the earliest memories I truly have of footy. And so I feel like for North supporters who are sort of our age and younger, the 2014 final series, the elimination final,
it's our magnum opus.
Yeah, no. I guess that's kind of our grand final at this point, which is kind of sad. But on the other hand, it's a great game and no one ever gets sick of talking about it. No one ever gets sick of hearing about it. As you said, it's the 10-year anniversary this year. And given that we didn't really have a lot to celebrate throughout last season, we thought this could be something a bit fun, something a bit different, and sort of relive, you know, two of the best games I've ever been to.
Yeah, ever. Better times, better days.
Yeah,
better days.
Back in the vault.
Yeah, so basically we're just going to watch some 10-minute highlights of the games. We're going to talk about them. We're going to commentate over them. We're going to be like BT and JB, which is very exciting. If one of us was BT and one of us was JB, who's who?
I think I would probably be BT.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I'd say I'm more. You talk more. But I'm likely to come in with a witty quip or something like that.
I just waffle more shit.
Yeah, that.
And you just get to the point.
I said you're a lot to deal with before the show and you didn't believe me, but now.
Yeah, but it's fine if I say it.
Marnie, it's a safe space here at the Further North podcast.
Thanks, everyone.
That's fine. So I guess we get into it. What have we got here? We're going to go to the Essendon one, which is the first, and then we'll go to the Geelong one after that. Now, I'm just going to turn this down to make sure that we don't blow our ears off. We're going to get into it.
I don't mind blowing my ears off if it's this game.
Yes,
particular.
But then reverb into the mic, Maze. There's more audio stuff for me to deal with.
Okay.
You know?
That's right. You can deal with it.
So let's kick this off.
If you can deal with me, you can deal with anything.
That is true. And once again, we're going back to what we talked about at the start of the podcast when you got angry at me, even though it's all coming to light that maybe I was onto something. Anyway, Marnie, you're great.
Thank you.
That's fine. Let's just press play on this. Here we go. Very exciting. Better times.
This is literally the best game I've ever been to in my whole life.
Okay. Well, we're about to relive that first quarter. Here we go. Oh, Ben Jacobs.
Holding the ball. It's a good start, isn't it?
That was his first concussion.
That was before he actually did anything good as a tagger.
Wow. That is true. Here we go. Oh, come on, Spud Ferrito's there.
Is that Nani?
That's Nani.
Could not standard Nani.
could not do much about Joe Danaher. A long-haired Joe Danaher. Look like he's fresh from Byron.
Is that Jamie McMillan?
I love Jamie McMillan.
Levi Greenwood.
Yeah, Levi Greenwood. Here we go. It's in the forward line. Look,
what are we doing?
Well, I'm not too sure. I've watched football before, and I don't know what we're doing. They've already kicked two goals.
Okay. This is happening really quickly. Oh, my God, Lindsay Thomas.
Here we go. Jack Zebras picked up the ball. Handball off to Nicky Dowell. And he finishes straight through the guts.
He was good that year. That was his first year at North.
Was it his first?
That was,
Kane Turner was there.
That was Kane Turner at 18.
Wow. Here we go. Lindsay Thomas.
Oh, my fave.
Over to Daniel Wells. Running into the
Rolls
50.
Royce.
Who's he going to hit? Oh,
that
my
Greenwood?
Word, that's Hugh Greenwood. Levi. Hugh Greenwood. How many Greenwoods do we have to have?
I wish it was Hugh Greenwood.
I said Hugh Greenwood.
Okay. You could basically just skip this. No one wants to watch the second quarter.
It's the second quarter. Goddard. It's a good pickup by Goddard. It's 15 to 16 currently. Run him down. Oh, no.
This will blow out really quickly.
Here we go. Nani's there again.
This
very
is the only
soft hip and shoulder there.
This is the only part of the elimination final that no one cares about except Essendon supporters.
That is true.
Sam Ryan.
Oh. Ben Cunnington is the most athletic man. Ben Cunnington is just like a massive hanger where Dyson Heppel was meant to be. These highlights are quite quick. Spud Ferrito. Oh, no. The Bombers are breaking again.
Is that Luke McDonald number 21? Yeah, it is too. Before
was this his first year?
Maybe.
I feel like it was.
Came father-son at the end of 2013. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, it would have been.
Or did he come at the end of 2012?
No, I think it was his first
year. First or second year, along with Kane Turner.
We're getting
the
absolutely
goat.
Towed up here. I mean, Nathan Grimer has just absolutely...
That's what
a throw.
Is that?
Absolutely manhandled Joe Danaher. Paul Chapman played for the Bombers. That's wild.
He hated it too. That was a throw. That's like
Joe
a basketball
Watson.
Throw. Yeah, yeah, he was caught.
Hopefully,
for
you
that.
Guys are watching this on YouTube too, because you can actually see the clip up right now. For all you audio listeners, you're the
okay,
real
okay, okay. This is where it all happens. The third quarter. Here we go, Petrie.
Petrie just turned the man inside out. Handball.
This goes to Ben Brown.
Oh, my man, Sean Attlee. Just put it through, son. No.
Wells.
Handball off to Danny Wells.
To LT.
Oh my God. And the comeback starts now.
I loved him so much.
Yeah.
He is me. Emotional and irritating.
Can only kick wonder goals.
Here he is, Ben Brown.
I love Ben
this
Brown.
Was his ba- this is his breakout game. He only played like 10 games before this or something.
Did he really?
Yeah. Like this was his first season.
This was his breakout game.
And he kicked, I think, 3 goals in the third quarter.
So 50 to 41. The comeback's on. Imagine in this
RIP.
Moment we knew he'd be playing for this team.
I don't want to think about it. I'm in denial.
Good link
still.
Up through the middle here.
Is that Sam Gibson?
This is Sam Gibson.
Back to Cunnington.
Just send the
back
Torp
to
Cunners.
Gibson. And he'll kick the goal.
That is a brilliant handball. Sam Gibson's kicked another one. And we're 3 points down.
Underrated.
Man. We're 3 points down.
Stop. It's as if I've never seen this before. It's how excited
this
I
is
am.
Like it's like a fresh game. That's 6 weeks. Greenwood is just absolutely.
And he just walks away.
Some random Essendon bloke.
Just walks away.
Good on him. Oh, get out of it, Goddard. Swallow in tough there.
Thomas again. Wells.
Daniel Wells, keep at it, son. Kane Turner. He did it for 10 years at the club.
Go Lins. Another one.
That's all Kane Turner, that is. Where's Kane in the celebration? How high-fiving Sam
There he
Gibson.
Is. Very modest.
All right. So 59-62, we're down. Okay. Well, we didn't want to see that. I don't know
this is not
this
a highlight.
Is.
This isn't a highlight.
On the siren, some random bloke from the boundaries. Is Tom Bell Chambers? It is Bell Chambers.
He's got hair.
Oh, that's why I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. Wow. He looks much better shaved.
With hair.
No, without hair. Sorry. He's much hotter now.
Okay. After the goal.
Tom, if you're listening.
Tom. Atlee, chase him down. So we're 2 points down currently. Good mark from Danaher.
He was really good at Essendon.
Yeah.
Joe Danaher.
Yeah, not a bad finish.
Yeah.
Not
nah, a bad he is. There. He really is a good player.
Oh, okay. We need something here. Daniel Wells is everywhere.
Here he is.
Kane.
Kanye.
KT. A good little chip kick.
Nice
he couldn't
kick.
Do that this year, that's for sure. Now hit someone. That's just, it
Cunners.
Just absolutely falls into
always in the right position.
Loves a goal against
Every
the Bombers
time.
Like in his last game.
He does. Yeah, he really does.
Speaking of the Bombers, Mark Bomber Thompson was coaching. That's weird. This is just after the drug thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that like 2011?
2013 was 2012? 2013? I can't remember.
Oh, he thinks he's Drew Petrie snapping around the corner, but he's not.
No, he is. He kicked it.
Well,
Ryder.
But I don't see any Frank the Tank there. It is a sensational kick. We're one
Here.
Point down. Jack Zeeble.
Here we go. Frank the Tank.
Is this the moment?
This is Frank
Petrie
the Tank.
Picks it up around the corner. Oh, it's just as good.
It's, so
it's just
good.
As good 10 years
it's
on.
So good.
Frank.
The way they load on.
Oh, my
nah,
God.
This is even better.
Oh, I don't know about this.
No, he does.
Aaron Black. Oh, Daniel will stop that. Oh, Drew.
He goes again.
Outside of the booth, the check
side. And watch,
side.
He'll get Lindsay Thomas on his shoulder. There
wow.
you go. There he is.
All the lads are on his shoulders. He's been carrying the team all day. I love Drew Petrie.
Match winner.
He's my favourite boy. We're through.
Oh,
the
my
siren.
God.
And Brad Scott. Most of our team are now playing for Essendon.
Ryan Bastanac.
Ryan Bastanac. Wow, what a time
game.
To be alive. Job Watson is not happy on the ground.
What a game, honestly.
The horse tranks did not last in this game, apparently. Wow.
What do we kick in the second half? So we only kicked 2 goals to halftime.
Yeah, so at halftime, the score was 16-43.
We kicked 1 point.
In the second quarter.
In the second quarter.
That's wild.
So they must have got out. They must have got out to a 6-goal lead probably early, like probably 5 to 10 minutes into the third.
Mm.
Because... Yeah, about that. And then we just started piling on. Brown was huge in that game.
Ben Brown is a huge
man. That was his breakout game, definitely.
So we've got Ben Brown with 4 goals,
mm.
Lindsay with 3, mm-hmm. Petrie with 2, Cunnington, Gibson, Del Santo, Greenwood. And
Hugh Greenwood,
definitely. Jack Zeeble, Wells Brown. Oh, no, this is the best. Don't worry about that. Cunnington, Gibson, Del Santo, Greenwood, Zeeble. And the best on the ground were Wells.
Daniel Wells, he was excellent.
Brown, Greenwood, Gibson, Cunnington, and Scott Thompson.
Mm. Scott, love Scott Thompson.
Geez, we had, like, to get to a prelim final, and this is no disrespect to any of our former North Melbourne
Please don't
players.
Say that we overachieved with that list.
No, with that back line, as much as I know that they tried really hard, I like Scott Thompson. If he was, if Scott Thompson was like...
Scott Thompson was an All-Australian defender in 2013.
Yes, yes.
Literally 12 months before this. Also saying, won the best and fairest.
Imagine if he was like 5 centimetres taller or was like Ben McKay built.
He didn't need to be.
Oh, look.
He was one of the... He won... Scott Thompson.
No, yes, once. So is Nick Larkey, you know? Nah, Nick Larkey's a star. All I'm saying is I feel like Scott Thompson had a little tendency to get bodied sometimes. And Nathan Grimer, as much as I love him a lot, his goal will forever live in my brain.
Also against Essendon.
Also, we love doing disgusting things against Essendon, don't we? I just don't feel like the backline was very strong. You know, like Scott Thompson, Michael Ferrito, they're good warriors. We didn't have like a dominant fullback or like a key defender, did we?
Scott Thompson.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good. He was good.
He was excellent. He was a great player.
Look, yes. Maybe I'm underselling it. I'm not trying to say he wasn't a good player. He was a great player. But I feel like he had also a lot of games where maybe he wasn't quite good enough.
But I think it speaks volumes about this team. And
that's what I was trying to bring up. Is like with the back line, there's no like standout name. And I'd say most people would say a lot of those players are probably, you know, we don't have like a Darcy Moore or like a, what's the bloke from Harris Andrews or like, I don't know, like a main
Stewart.
Key defender.
Yeah.
But we had a back line of players that were like grit and grind, you know.
But
what I mean?
Think as well, like it's a work rate thing across the board. Like you've obviously got help coming from the midfield and then we were able probably to retain. I think the other thing with this team, and this is, I always talk about Lindsay Thomas and the value that he brought to the team because not only, I mean, he kicked a lot of goals and I think people forget about that.
Yeah.
But his defensive work was some of the best defensive work.
Forward pressure and things
forward
like that.
Forward pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're able to probably keep the ball in our half of the ground for a lot longer periods of time and kind of lock it into our forward 50 as well. Mm. So we probably had a lot of the play further up the ground as well. And I mean, you even saw in that clip before, like you are right. There were plenty of times where, you know, Nani fell to the ground easily. Scott Thompson's probably beat out. And then
as
you've got guys like
though,
Luke McDonald's
well.
Obviously really young in that game. Michael Ferrito was, you know, he's a smaller, you know, defender. But, yeah, I think it just speaks volumes on that team as a whole. But, oh, that was such a good game.
Well, very we win by 2 goals and we go through to next week against the Geelong Cats. There's a lot of Brad Scott, Chris Scott, Essendon, North Melbourne, Geelong crossovers with all of this sort of stuff. It's actually kind of scary now I'm thinking about it.
Boomer was back. So Boomer didn't play against Essendon. He was suspended.
Was he? Yeah,
he
true,
was.
True,
so he
true.
Came back for that game against Geelong as well. And then he got reported. He got reported again in that game. But then, and he went to the tribunal and then Joel Selwood actually gave a statement. I don't know if Joel Selwood was there or if he just provided a statement, but Boomer got off and, we went to Sydney the next week, but we don't want to talk about that.
Well, we might touch on that at the end, but let's watch the highlights from Geelong versus North Melbourne.
This first quarter is Lindsay Thomas's quarter. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Don't spoil it. Okay. I actually can't remember this game very well, to be honest. It's been so long.
Todd Goldstein's mark?
Yeah, I know Todd Goldstein's mark.
Sorry for ruining it once again. I feel like you all know already, though.
We all know.
Yeah.
Only Nuffy fans listen
don't
to this
remember this game as well, but I do remember Lindsay Thomas's first quarter.
Which is wild because winning this game, I'd say, would nearly be bigger because this was to get into a
doesn't
prelim.
Quite have the legacy.
Well, here we go.
Here he is.
Oh,
here he is. Drew to Lindsay.
Your man Lindsay goal. Has just crammed an absolute star. Oh. How's
I think
that
we kicked like
BTS?
5 or 6 goals in the first quarter.
Well, let's watch and find out. Goldstein's everywhere already. Here we go. Oh. I reckon Levi and Hugh are related distantly.
Maybe.
I hope Hugh Greenwood doesn't go to Collingwood.
Hugh Green, no. Don't say things like that, please.
Right. Who's this running? I don't. Oh, that's Luke McDonald. Did not have the pipes on him at that point. Here we go. Inside the 50. Drew Pinch's game. That's a freeze. Oh, Drew!
Oh. Again, with
the
forward pressure.
Yeah, no. Drew Peachy drags Corey Enright, is that him? To the ground. I'm assuming we kicked that.
Yeah, he
kicked
it.
The highlight.
Here he is.
Boomer along the wing.
Oh, what a man. What a man,
who's
Boomer Harvey.
This?
Lindsay.
Oh, Lindsay. Brilliant crumb.
Oh, don't. Don't. He was so good. He was criminally underrated. Everyone just thought he was a thug. But, oh, he was just passionate.
He was passionate. Oh, Kane Turner.
Here he is again.
How many Kane Turner assists do we need in our lifetime?
Don't. That, oh, Lindsay. Turn it to Lindsay.
There you go. I'm a turn at a core man myself, but here we go. Sammy Wright, send it, sir. Who's this?
Ben Brown.
Oh, Ben Brown. Great mark.
We did.
Oh,
we
he's dropped the ball.
How many goals is that?
Todd Goldstein.
Seven goals in the opening quarter.
This is insane. Yeah. It's 13 to 43. We're 30 points up in the first.
I don't know what that feels like.
That's an absolute wobbler.
Jamie McMillan.
Get a fist on that, sir. Some say he still doesn't sleep. All right, let's do something here. Oh, no, who's this? Andrew Swallow lost the ball.
Is that Caddy? Yeah, it is too.
Grimer. All right, Tom Hawkins is having a shot after the siren here. Those big, beautiful eyes.
What a player, honestly.
The left to right swing.
Superstar. Right. Honestly,
don't
superstar.
Don't celebrate too much, Tom. You know, you're still losing. 31 to 43 is decent from the Cats to finish.
What is
the
with
quarter.
North giving up red time goals? This is 10 years ago and we still have the same issue.
It's always going to happen the rest of our lives. Strap in for that. What do we got here? Daniel's big ball into the middle. Boomer's there, Crumb.
Oh, don't.
How many bounces? Seven bounces and a poster?
Stop.
No, not
we
this game.
We were so spoiled.
We were. Remember having heaps of good players. Oh, wow. Don't handball there, Ben.
It's Drew Petrie, relax.
Drew Petrie kicks another goal.
What a
hospital
guy.
Hospital handball from Ben Brown. Lucky he handballed to a superstar. Jack Zabel froths the back line. Luke McDonald. A bit of that this year.
A diving
Luke,
save from Luke McDonald.
Touched on the line by Luke McDonald.
Nice.
Ball sent into the middle. Nathan Grimer
beat
pushes
beater.
Him in the back. That's fine.
Boomer.
And Boomer has crumbed another goal. If you guys aren't watching this on YouTube, I said this before, but watch it on YouTube. You can follow along with us better. Motlop. Our defence is just,
Michael Ferreira like shoving his elbow?
Yeah, well, if you can lightly, the concussion wasn't a thing back then, remember?
Look at him.
Oh, Spud.
So cheeky.
I served him at Bunnings Hawthorns. Oh, he's missed. Who's this bald man?
Josh Walker.
Oh, Josh Walker.
Josh Walker.
Is that Josh Walker? Oh, my God. I didn't know he played for the Cats. I think
superstar North Melbourne defender, Josh Walker.
Wow. Oh.
He played for all three.
I've completely forgot.
Josh Walker. Oh. This bald man.
Oh, he's receding. He's not bald. A little bit of a scuffle at halftime there. Into the third. North Melbourne 61 to 37 up. Cunnington.
But don't argue.
Yeah.
Never gets old.
He taught Dustin Martin how to do that. Switch. One more switch, sir. Wide. No. McDonald drives it forward. Aaron Black. Oh, my God. Slow down, Aaron. Stop kicking so many goals.
He went to Geelong.
He did. So did Hamish McIntosh.
I don't think either of them did much.
Nope.
No.
We're 30 points up in the third. We would have been. Were we scared, North Melbourne fans, at this point? Oh, yeah, 2013.
I live my life.
That's a throw, Tom Hawkins.
Fear. I live my life in fear as a North supporter.
Yeah, yeah. Just get used to it, though. Strap in, Marnie. Cunnington's been everywhere. Here
well,
we go.
Nothing changed.
Kane Turner in hard to Sam Gibson.
Dal
Santo finished that down.
Nice. Oh, nice.
That's almost Zerha-esque in that pocket. Nicky Dow.
I don't like Nick Dow. If I'm honest. He played well for us, but I'm not a fan.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be annoying to hang out with. Is this Josh Walker again? I've seen that hairline.
Memorable.
Not many highlights from that third quarter. All right, send this ball forward. Who's here? Jack Zeebles at the back of the pack. Oh, wow. It's fallen into his arms. Ben Brown with the fake.
I love Zeeble up forward.
And down back. And in the middle. Where couldn't he be?
I miss him.
Stop. Jack Zeeble. I hate Geelong. You know what I think about Geelong? You know how people give D's fans stick for being all, we're going to Hawthorn for Christmas? I reckon Cats fans are actually like that and use the D's as a cover.
I actually really like Geelong. I think I'm in the minority there, though.
No, I can't stand them. Too good for too long. Snooty. Think they're better than everyone. And
because
they
actually are.
Yeah, I know, but it's still
everyone.
Annoying to listen to them. What's that on the goal umpire's hat?
A GoPro?
Duct taped. No, that's one of those vintage camcorders.
Wasn't that long ago?
Have you seen the episode of The
2014?
Simpsons where he's got the big hat with the camera in it? If you haven't, don't worry.
I have.
For all you guys who watch The Simpsons, you know that episode, the goal umpire just looked like that.
Not me.
Gary Ablett wasn't playing.
Played for the Suns at that time. Remember that?
Yes.
Stint?
Wow. The Tomahawk. Don't, show us your guns
so
again.
Good.
85 to 98. 4 minutes left. Jeez, we would have been absolutely brilliant at this point.
Oh, 100%.
Just kicked it. Brad Scott does not look happy there. Look at that camera on top of the goal umpire's head.
That's a GoPro.
Look how
that
big it is.
That is old school.
Marnie, that's a film camera. Touched.
Is that the first time ever that the goal review
has gone our way?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Has actually been clear footage of what's gone on. Does he go for goal? He
sets it up. Here we go. Oh. See, Spud Ferrito should absolutely not be getting bodied out of a contest by Jimmy Barton. This is what I'm saying with our back line. They were all like almost good enough to be elite, but none of like they were all good like 7 out of 10.
Why am I still nervous watching this, despite the fact that I
know
what happens?
The score might change, Marnie. We don't
know
if the replay's the same. 30 seconds left. It's only 6 points.
Goldie!
Oh, Goldie! Thank God Goldie was there. Oh, I'm nervous watching this.
That is just the best. That is so. That mark will live on forever in our legacy.
Build a statue, I say. Build a statue at a monastery.
No, he's a traitor.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No. Goldie did enough time. We love him for the rest of our lives.
I can't believe we won this. Watch Tom Hawkins and Nathan Grimer at the end of the game if they show it.
Swallow. Oh, and Nani's giving him a cuddle from behind.
Cuddle.
A little spoon on the ground.
Kitty.
Wowee. Well, a much more enthralling game, I would say. I feel like that game was, for a neutral, would have been better. I don't know. Maybe not because of the big comeback, but I feel like it was closer the whole way.
No, but everyone hates Essendon.
We hate Essendon.
No, who outside of Essendon likes Essendon?
Well, you could say that for lots of
teams. You'd be hard pressed
to
find.
Who outside of Richmond likes Richmond? Nobody. Nobody.
I'm neither here nor there.
Really, I despise Richmond.
But I think people love hating Essendon.
I don't know.
And love, like, I think the fact that Essendon have won a final in however many years lives on in people's minds. So we contributed to that.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's very, very funny.
Good game, though. Underrated game.
Good game. Hawkins with 5. Petrie with 4. Josh Walker kicked 3. Wow.
I loved Josh
Walker. No wonder
we
got him later in his career. What a superstar.
Lindsay
Thomas.
He didn't even play forward, though, at North.
Well, he could, because he can play anywhere.
He was a
matter.
Swingman. He went up a couple of times, but he predominantly
is it
down
too
back.
Late to give him a contract for this season?
Honestly, I'd call him up.
I actually probably would, to be fair. Thomas with 3, Jack Seab with 2. KT, your man, with 1. Goldie, Harvey, Black, Aaron Black, and Del Santo. Wowee. What a game.
Great game.
What a game. What other stats did I get up here? Yeah, I was looking at the teams as well. This is something I wanted to read out before as well. I don't know who came out of the team the week before, but this is the team that we were running with. Attlee, Bastanac, Aaron Black, Brown, Cunnington, Del Santo, Ferrito, Gibson, Goldstein, Greenwood, Grimer, Harvey, McMillan, McDonald, Petrie, Swallow, Thomas, Scott Thompson, Kane Turner, Daniel Wells, Sam Wright, and Jack Siebel.
I don't know who came out. I can't think of the top of my head now.
I've got the other one up here. I mean, let's see who is not.
Ryan Bastanac?
Was Basti in both? It had to be Bastanac, right?
Oh, no, he was
Bastanac
in both.
Bastanac was there.
We probably should have looked this up before we started.
Oh, it's fine. This
recording.
Is awful podcasting. So anyway, then we go on to the prelim final, and it doesn't go quite as well. Not one that we live in our minds. You know what I mean? It was the Franklin
goals.
And Tippett show. Unfortunately, Franklin with 5, Tippett with 4, and Parker and Goods with 3. So, Petrie kicked 3, Brown kicked 2.
Bit of a sad ending.
But, look, Scott Thompson got a corked hip, apparently. That sucks, and that's probably why we lost. Yeah, we got done by many points.
Very
I can't
sad.
Even count that high. So
it was about 12 and a half goals, I think.
That is true. Well, look, yeah. the Swans got goals. Absolutely belted the next week anyway. By the Hawks.
Not their just desserts.
So, you know what? I don't want to get to the grand final anyway.
Okay, speak for yourself.
I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
I'd probably trade my left arm at this point to get into a grand final.
But this is the difference now, Marnie, is because we've been through such heartache for the last few years, even if we make a final and lose, when we do, I'm going to be so happy. But I wouldn't have been happy before because I expected excellence, and now I don't because I've been beaten to a pulp. So once we're back there, I expect us to be good. But I think what I'm half joking here, but I mean I'm going to appreciate it a lot more just being there.
You won't take it for granted, but I'd be worried if you were celebrating us losing a final.
No, I wouldn't celebrate us losing a final. I'm just saying I think I'll appreciate the moment. I'll be more content losing because we're there.
No, I won't be. I just want to win. But I don't think I'll take it for granted, probably like I did back then. That's for sure.
Sorry, I've just spied another name on the page. Fremantle, Port Adelaide, first semi-final. And our man Jared Pollock kicked a goal.
What a guy.
Wow.
Jasper?
No, Jasper Pittard, unfortunately. That's sad. No, North Melbourne legend Jasper Pittard. So, Marnie.
Yes.
Who was our leading goal kicker in 2014?
Probably Drew Petrie.
How many do you reckon he kicked?
Was it Drew Petrie? It was Lindsay Thomas the year before, so maybe Drew Petrie.
I'd say it could be Lindsay, could be Drew, Ben Brown also.
No, I think it would have been Drew.
Okay.
Maybe like 50-something?
Lock a number in.
52?
50. Drew Petrie kicked 50.
That's not bad.
No, very good.
That's not bad for me.
And then 2015, which we're not going to talk about much, but Jared Waite and Petrie both kicked 42.
Jared Waite. What a guy.
Now, because I looked up the goal kickers, or the leading goal kickers for the last 100 billion years for North Melbourne. Man, 2020 sucked. Our leading goal kicker was Cam Zerha with 18 goals. Now, I know that we're a positive podcast, but that is atrocious.
That's shit ass.
So let's never
Talk about that again.
Let's never talk about that again. Because Larky just kicked 71.
That year was just grim.
Absolutely.
All round. To be 2020, I mean, it's you've got to think though, 17 games and shorter quarters.
Look, yes. Still.
We were terrible, I know.
Now, don't look at the screen. Okay. Who won the Sid Barker? Get your eyes away from that screen, Marnie.
I'm not. I'm looking out the window.
Ah, yes. The clouds will help you. The gods.
Maybe Dal would have been up there. Maybe Wells would have been up there.
Good shouts.
It would have been a midfielder because there were no standouts because I know 2015 Goldie won it and 2013 was Wells and Thompson, I think.
Okay.
Maybe Dal? No, Dal never won one. What am I saying? Not Dal.
Come on, Marnie, lock something in. You're the Nuffy. You're the North brain here.
I don't know.
Just lock in a
It's name. Not Wells, but I'm going to say Wells anyway.
Well, if it's not Wells, who is it?
I don't know.
I'm going to count to three and you need to give me
I'll
a name.
Say Wells.
Okay. It's Ben Cunnington.
Really?
Ben Cunnington. Here are the votes. Ben Cunnington with 47.
Oh, God, Wells wasn't even in the top 10.
No, Wells is not even in the top 10. So Cunnington number one.
Wow.
Goldie on 46. Cunnington won with 47 votes.
Oh, so it was tight. I should have known Goldie actually probably would have been closer. And Greenwood.
Levi Greenwood. Look,
we've spoken about this before.
Levi Greenwood left to the Pies and won a premiership.
After that season.
But he clearly was underrated.
He didn't win a premiership.
Oh, he didn't? No, sorry. I'm thinking of Lee Brown. Whoopsie.
What a king.
Brent Harvey, Drew Petrie, Nick Dowell, Sam Gibson, Scott Thompson, Andrew Swallow, and my man, Sean Attlee.
I can't believe I said Daniel Wells. That's so embarrassing. Anyway.
Marnie is clearly a plastic North fan.
Clearly.
I have to vet her when you see her in person at a live podcast. Don't ask her a really difficult North-related question. If she can't answer it, she has to sit outside.
What is this, like bully Marnie hour?
I'm angsty Marnie. I've had a long day and I am clearly not doing well.
Yeah, rightio. Take your angst out on someone else. It's not okay. Me. Thank you.
Marnie's getting aggressive, guys, and I fear for my own safety right now.
I think Levi Greenwood is, and we spoke about this the other week, Levi Greenwood's a really good example of the kind of players we want this season.
Okay.
So Levi Greenwood came into that side after probably 3 or 4 years on the sidelines, sort of in and out of the team, not really able to lock down a spot, injuries, whatever. Got his body right, came into the side. I don't know if it was round one, but it would have been in the early part of the year and just had an absolutely cracking season, like where you you actually couldn't drop him. He was that good. And if we can have a couple players, two or three like fringe players who do that.
Who's kind the of Levi Greenwood?
Darcy Tucker.
Darcy Tucker. Wow, the Tucker box.
I've done a full 360 on him in the last fortnight.
if you guys haven't noticed, Marnie's very easy to sway with players who haven't been.
I just want to give players the benefit of the doubt they can do this.
We have to have our favourites or not. I'm just saying, Marnie, I feel like we maybe need to set you a little bit of a higher bar. He just needs to do it. Let's do it on the AFL season first.
Even actually, I'm going to change my answer. Do you know who it's going to be?
No. Who?
Will Phil.
Will Phil. You know what? Not a bad
That's
shout.
That's a good shout.
That's a good shout.
Because
like
he's someone I think – now, obviously, he doesn't have the same pressure. Sorry, he's got more pressure on him than Levi Greenwood. Levi Greenwood probably didn't have that pressure. But it's sort of like take your opportunity and just run with it.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Because he ended up – I mean, he turned his career around.
Yep.
He came third in the best and fairest, looked at North, said, give me more money. North said no, so he went to Collingwood and they did instead.
So Will Phil is the Levi Greenwood and Sam Gibson is like the Darcy Tucker. Is that what we're going
to
go
with? Yeah, I don't mind that actually. But both of them have to stay.
Yeah.
I don't want Will Phil leaving at the end of the year. He's out of contract at the end of the year. I don't want him to leave.
Don't worry, Will Phil's not going to go anywhere. I think with Darcy Tucker, even though clearly he's having an absolute rip-snorting preseason, I still don't think he's going to come into the team and be like, oh, we have to have him in our midfield over
Says
any
who?
Of guys. No, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying I could see him with how good he's been in the preseason playing a Sam Gibson type role where you can sort of put him anywhere between the 50s and he's going to be a really solid option. I don't think I see Darcy Tucker being an LDU or you know, a Wardlaw or something like that. But I could see him being like a key piece in what we're trying to do while we rebuild.
Darcy, if you're listening, I've got you for my BNF pick for this season. So don't let me down.
This is why Marnie can be difficult sometimes, guys. This is why I said what I said. Because Marnie loves an underdog and I respect that about Marnie. But I'm not sure Darcy Tucker is going to win the best and fairest.
Do you know what? After the last few years that North fans have been through, I'm just trying to bring a bit of positivity and a bit of optimism.
Yeah.
A little bit of optimism didn't hurt anyone. A little bit of positivity never hurt anybody.
I'd say Kane Turner's got more of a chance of winning the BNF.
Whoa. Can't wait.
Or Aaron Black.
Can't wait till October.
How do we get to a prelim final with Aaron Black and Kane Turner in our team?
Kane Turner, that was his first season. He was a little jet.
Well, he was a 18-year-old
dynamite running around.
I remember when he first debuted and one of the bits of commentary was this is going to be the first 500 gamer. It's true. I remember someone, it was BJ, someone said that. And I'm like, oh my God, we could have a star here. And look, he was good at tackling.
He was.
So that's about it. Anyway, he's not with us anymore. But Baldwin is going to get an absolute bull.
I'm going to go watch them. I'm going to go watch them next year. Just to go
live
watch KT.
Podcast from Baldwin?
I wonder if we can get KT on the pod.
That would be the biggest moment in further North.
That would be
you know what I would be worried of, Marnie, is that we peak too soon because we aren't having a podcast quite to that level.
I'm going to call Baldwin after this.
Okay. You get onto the Baldwin CEO.
I'll get on the blower.
Yeah. Marnie's going to go to a luncheon with the board of Baldwin Football Club and see if we can get Kane Turner on the podcast. Other than that.
Despite what you want to believe, I hate fancy lunches. Anyway.
oh, no chance, Marnie. You caviar, lobster. Marnie likes the finer things in life, guys. And the fact that she's hanging out with a schmuck like me, I'm just a bum. So who knows? This is dissolving into genuine chaos.
Other games from that season.
Okay, yeah. Point out a couple to us.
So a couple standouts for me was the Queen's Birthday Eve. We played Richmond on a Sunday night.
What an underwhelming name for a game.
Queen's Birthday Eve.
What an underwhelming... Well, let's try and make it a big thing, but it can't be.
It's like, you know, you've got Anzac Day, you've got Queen's Birthday, you've got Easter Monday, and then what does North get? Queen's Birthday Eve.
Wow.
Sunday night, we played Richmond, and it went to a similar script to the game, to the elimination final against Essendon. I think Richmond got out to a 5-6 goal lead early in the third.
Mm.
It took us only 15 minutes to get back into the lead. And I remember that game because Robbie Nahas played, right? One of my all-time faves as well. Another all-time fave over here.
We need to do an episode of just your all-time Melbourne's 22. Just your favourite players. Not the best ones, but just your favourite players.
You'd struggle to find a more niche lineup, I think, than my favourite.
That is absolutely going to be an episode. That would have been a good episode right now because there's nothing to talk about. But anyway.
Jasper Pittard, captain.
If you guys want Marnie's favourite 22, comment and let us know. And if we get enough. Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to get them to talk to us.
Okay, I won't do it unless you guys tell me.
I'm trying to drive up some engagement right now. You know what I mean? Like, this is important.
Yeah, okay, fair.
You say it. You tell them.
If you want it, comment down below or send us a message and I'll work on something. If there's enough demand for something like that.
Wow.
So that game, Robbie Nahas played, right? And he kicked the goal that put us in front for the first time. And he also kicked the goal, like the sealer.
Wow.
And my heart warmed for him.
Wow. Sometimes I get him and Marley Williams mixed up. I feel like they're the same sort of build. I know they played different ends of the ground.
Yeah, completely.
Like small, very wide humans. And I thought they were probably a little bit better than they turned out to be. But, yeah.
Marley Williams is so hot. Okay. Can I just say?
Marnie. Okay. Well.
That's enough on that subject.
You can message him and see how that goes.
The other game was the Friday night game against Hawthorn when Drew Petrie almost died.
Strangled by Brian Lake.
Yeah, that was quite an aggressive game. Now, and I think the best part about that game is the more irritated Lake got, the better Petrie played. I think he kicked like 5 or 6 goals that night.
Yeah.
He was unreal.
Yeah, well, Brian Lake had to choke him out. It's the only way you can stop a man like that.
No, but he still kicked another goal or something after that.
Can someone please remind us, is this the game that Jordan Lewis murdered Todd Goldstein's face when he jumped into his head? And the same – what was his name? Andrew Swallow and Luke Hodge got into a scuffle.
We were trying to remember if it was like all the same game.
I can't remember if it's all the same game because I'm pretty sure the Lewis and the Hodge one happened in the same game. I don't know what year it was though. But I feel like it might have been different to the Brian Lake one now I'm thinking about
I thought
about
that
it.
Was a year before or a year after. But we can't – just if someone knows better than we do. But no, I just – that Brian Lake and Drew Petrie, I mean that is one of the – yeah, most memorable games in the last sort of 10, 15 years as a North fan. Mm. And Drew Petrie took that unbelievable mark on the goal line. He was like 4 men deep.
Oh, I do. No, I remember that.
That was nominated for Mark of the Year, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, that was after Brian Lake tried to kill him.
Yeah. So the oxygen had gone back to his brain.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
He was unstoppable.
I love Drew Petrie.
So do I.
Well, I think we keep this episode shorter, Marnie.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Thank you for listening to this, everybody.
Hope it brought you guys a little bit of joy and positivity.
And nostalgia.
Yeah, we love a bit of nostalgia.
Throwing it back to a better time. Don't worry. Give it 10 years and we'll be doing this podcast about the 2024 elimination final.
No, we're doing it on the premiership that we win.
True.
Nothing like a bit of positivity.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I need to go, guys. I'm getting nervous. Please follow it on YouTube because this episode I feel like is much better. This one specifically is much better to watch on YouTube.
Yeah, I think you need to watch it.
Because we'll put a little clip down the bottom of the podcast, not of the podcast, of the footage we watched so you guys can follow along with us as well. If you're listening just on the audios, thank you. I don't know how this is going to listen back with all the commentary in the background, but it should be fine. And yeah.
It'll still be great.
It will still be great.
Hopefully, yeah, if you're driving to work or driving home from work, it brings a bit of joy into your day. Mm.
And hopefully some controversial stuff happens through the week, so we've got some stuff to talk about next week on the Further North podcast.
If not, my best 22.
It'll be Marnie's favourite 22 of all time.
Done. Oh, God.
Maybe I do mine as well.
Yeah, you do yours too. Obviously, I thought that was a given.
Aaron Marlon, Sean Attlee off halfback for sure.
We're done. We're done here.
No, they're good. Anyway.
Thanks
we're
for
done.
Listening, guys.
Instagram, Twitter.
Further North Pod.
Facebook.
Everywhere.
Just find it. And yeah, we'll give you more updates when they are needed about the live show. But thank you for coming to everyone who's bought tickets. And we're going to see you very soon. And we're going to give you all a big hug.
We sure will.
That's actually really nice. I'm getting emotional.
Thanks, okay. guys.
See you guys.
See you later. Bye.